superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ladies!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brady takes a shotgun step. He looks right for Gronkowski. He throws it for Gronk.
It's a left for Edelman. Catch made. Touchdown.
West Coast.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Tom Brady's retiring. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I love that I've been able to do it for as long as I've had. I love the game, and I love being out there with my teammates.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay! What a great throw by Brady!
Earlier on the show, ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. Coming up, New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number three of this Rich Eisen Show is on the air. A lot of Tom Brady talk today as he made it official that he is retiring. Later on in this hour, I hand things off to the resident Rich Eisen Show masshole. Chris Brockman will take to the microphone and talk about his love for Tommy and place his top seven Tom Brady moments of all time in his figurative duck boat and roll it out. That's what we will do. And that will come up on this program in this hour. We already talked to Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Famer, who, you know, took on Tom Brady in Brady's first Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes took on Tom Brady in his last Super Bowl. And in between, Brady took out McNabb. Jake Delhomme first.
Delhomme.
Okay. And then ran into an Eli speed bump for a couple. And then Malcolm Butler picked off Russell Wilson on the goal line and Tom
today,
won.
Today, the anniversary of that is
that
today.
Right.
And 7 years ago.
And that started off another run for Tom Brady. He won four of his seven rings after he turned the age of 37. Again, that is what, in my mind, separates Brady from everyone else. I know Eli got him twice, Foles and the Eagles got him once, but he's 7-3 in Super Bowls. The fact that there's a 7 there and you add it together, there's a 10, is really quite something. But it's the after the age of 37 that is separates Tom Brady forevermore with everyone else. That he got back there as late as he did in his career and continued to get back there as late as he did in his career. And he went 4-1 in Super Bowls after turning 37.
That's crazy.
The number of people who only get to the Super Bowl once, twice, three times. You know, again, we had Kurt Warner on in hour number three, and he's not usually very passive aggressive, but you did hear how he mentioned about how incredible it is that Brady got to 10, and he's like, Breeze got to one, Aaron Rodgers got to one. I was fortunate to play in three. I did you see how he kind of just put that one in there? But it truly is incredible, and we're talking a lot about Tom Brady today. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, but we turn to the phone lines. I don't believe I've ever spoken to this man or interviewed this man, and he holds a position in my old hometown that so many people are excited about and counting on him to return the great big blue New York Giants franchise to the top of the podium. And he is the new head coach of the New York Giants, Brian Daboll. How are you, Brian?
Good, Rich. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. My pleasure. All right. So I promised my audience I would start this way, and I will. All right. You have to turn Daniel Jones into Josh Allen. Go. You start.
We're not gonna do that.
Right.
We're gonna work with Daniel. I think that's unfair to. You know, obviously, I just left Josh and I'm coming here, and Daniel's his own guy. Josh is his own guy. You know, we have a long way to go. We got to build a relationship and identify the things we need to do to help Daniel. There's a lot of things we can do, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we need to be better at. So it'll be a long process, but excited to work with Daniel.
Obviously, I place my tongue firmly in cheek in our first question, and I apologize for that. I usually
don't worry.
But I guess it's definitely you're in the New York market, and I'm assuming that you've heard questions in different ways to actually shape that. And so, what physical attributes does Daniel Jones have that you can bring the system in which Josh Allen thrived? And get him to have results that are extremely positive for the Giants. What about that?
I thought Daniel did a good job his rookie year. And, look, he's had some injuries. And, again, he's had some different play callers and different head coaches. And, you know, that's through no fault of his own. That's, again, Josh's situation is a little bit different. It was you know, stability from the general manager, the head coach. You know, he and I worked together from his rookie year all the way until, you know, this last past season. So, again, there's a lot of variables that go in that in terms of helping a player improve. You know, hearing the same voice, the same system, speaking the same language, those are all things that Daniel hasn't had yet. So, look, we got a long way to go with him, but we're going to try to do everything we can to, you know, put a system together that suits him. You know, he's a big, strong guy, has some athletic ability, but we're a ways off from that.
All right, Brian Daboll here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get into your career.
Sure.
So you were a graduate assistant way back in the day with Nick Saban at Michigan State. How did you first wind up on his radar screen way back in the day?
Yeah, sent a lot of letters out. You know, a couple of their coaches, a guy by the name of Chris Koch, ended up returning my call, brought me in for an interview. I was at William & Mary at that time, mm-hmm. Went to Michigan State for 2 years, worked for Nick and that staff, and then ended up going to the New England Patriots in 2000 when Coach Saban went down to LSU. So that was my first year in the NFL, was 2000 with Bill, and started out on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and there was a certain retiree that had just been drafted, correct, Brian? Back in that day?
Yeah. He was, you know, I was at Michigan State, and he was at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a great appreciation for Tom and, you know, got a really good relationship with him. And he's just, you know, obviously the best that's ever played, but also a great human being. We go back and forth. We're roughly the same age. I was a couple, you know, years older than him, but, you know, coming from the Big Ten and, you know, Sparty land, and he was over there at the other school. No offense, Rich.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's okay. We ended up beating Michigan that year, the last year as a GA. And, mm-hmm. But, you know, it was him and Henson back and forth, you know, that whole year.
I do remember.
And I remember we started out, we got fast, they went down, and then they ended up putting, you know, Henson in and then bringing Tom back in, and Tom almost led him to an unbelievable comeback victory. Much like he did, I think it was against Alabama, 38-35 or something like that, in the Orange Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, against Alabama, who, you know, you eventually returned to Saban's staff back then,
yeah.
Later on in your career, Brian Daboll. And it was, you know, a lot of the fire that Brady got built up in him at Michigan is part of the reason why, you know, there are rings on fingers for so many people. And also the defense, the offense, put it all together with Belichick orchestrating it at the time. Is there anything from the Saban years, Michigan State, Alabama, and obviously New England, that rests within you? And what could that be? What can Giants fans know that comes with your package from two of the all-time great coaches at their levels as well?
Yeah, I could spend a long time talking about both those guys and the influence they had on me. Just extremely detailed, great leaders, you know, understand how to build a team and lead a team. Very, very smart, you know, in terms of situational football, can coach all the positions, But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you take a step back and you watch those guys, you know, the leadership really stands out and of how they, you know, organize a team, build a team, lead a team, unite a team. They're just, you know, wealth of knowledge here from both of those guys.
What about the demanding of others? What about that? Because sometimes,
yeah,
you know, that's usually sometimes an issue, though, as a new HC comes in and puts in a system from, you know, somebody and then demands something of others that, sometimes it's difficult to command that right from the get-go. What do you make of that?
I think that, and that's a good point, Rich. You know, to me, I'm going to come in and be myself. I can learn from a variety of people, which I have. I've been doing this for almost 25 years or 21 years in the National Football League and have worked from some very good people. And the thing you learn as the years go by is, you know, you just better be authentic and be yourself. And for me, it's about building relationships with the players, the coaches, the support staff, and earning their trust with who I am. And once you earn your trust, you know, then the respect comes in. And once the respect comes in, then there's accountability. So, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. It's not going to be perfect. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to try to be myself. Of course, you're going to use lessons that you've learned along the way. But I think it's really important to be who you are.
Well, I mean, and in terms of that, Coach Brian Daboll, new head coach of the New York Giants, a few more minutes left with him here on the Rich Eisen Show. There was an article that was written, I think, a few months ago, talking about a moment inside the locker room with you and the entire staff and members of the Buffalo Bills about making everybody sit down if they had been let go somewhere or fired somewhere. The only person or cut or released, the only person left standing in the room was Josh Allen. And then you asked him, what did you ask him again after he was left standing?
How many scholarship offers he had. You know, we were the only team last year, if I'm not mistaken, or one of the only teams that had no first round draft picks on offense other than the quarterback, not at an offensive line spot, not at the receiver spot. And, look, there's expectations every year. Certainly we had them from the previous year. But I think it's important to remember where you come from. And, you know, when you're not selected in the first round or you haven't been fired, you know, there's sometimes not a lot of obstacles that are in front of you. And I think all the guys in that room had to deal with some obstacle, adversity along the way. And how you deal with those things makes you better. You can let it eat you up and worry about it and let it affect you. Or you can, you know, grab hold of it and say, yeah, and I've been through some adverse times. I've had times where I haven't been at my best or I wasn't picked or, you know, I was traded or cut or fired as a coach, and learn from those experiences and hit them head on. And, again, when you only have one person in the room standing that wasn't fired or hadn't been cut or wasn't picked in the first round and that person, you know, wasn't highly recruited, you know, looking at his stats in high school and had to go to a JUCO and then had to go to Wyoming. That was the only spot he could go. And then there was, you know, all this debate about whether he should have been picked or shouldn't have been picked or he's inaccurate or he's this. I think that if you remember where you come from, that's a little bit of fuel.
And in terms of remember where you come from, is that why you drove yourself to the job? I saw that. Is it true that you drive from Buffalo all the way down to New Jersey?
Yeah, I did. You know, that's not a bad ride, and you get to make some phone calls. Look, you learn when you get an opportunity to do this, which is a dream of mine. There's a lot of phone calls you got to return, and I've tried to return, you know, every text and every phone call that I've gotten, just because I've been in that situation before where you're either looking for a job or you're trying to introduce yourself to somebody, and I just think it's important to be a good person. And there's a lot of phone calls made during that, you know, 5.5 or 6 hour drive, whatever it was, a little bit longer because of some of the snow.
Yeah, I bet. So you weren't listening to radio, music? What do you do? I mean, you're a podcast listener?
I think the entire ride was phone calls. You know, maybe I threw a Biggie song on there once.
My man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
A little hypnotized.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Coach.
Coach, we like it. I like it. Everybody here likes it. So who did you call? I mean, who from your life that you'd be willing to share once you finally did get this job? I mean, outside of your family, who'd you call?
Yeah, I lost my grandparents this year, which were instrumental in my upbringing. You know, I didn't have a father. had a teenage mother when I was born, and fortunately they brought us into the house, and they passed away, you know, kind of back-to-back here in the middle of the season, not necessarily right at, you know, it's kind of, sorry, there's some stuff going on here.
No worries.
Apologize, guys.
No, it's okay. No worries.
Yeah, so I don't have, you know, I called my mom and talked to her for a little while, and obviously talked to my wife, but a lot of the phone calls were made to, you know, coaches and scouts and people just reaching out saying congratulations, you know, just try to hit those guys back.
All right, last one for you, Coach. Now that you are a head coach in the NFL and, you know, there's a little bit more influence that comes with that. Certainly when one of the gentlemen writing your checks is somebody who's so integral in the NFL and is so deep involved in the NFL, his father's nickname is On the Football, and he's very tight in the competition committee world. Would you tell John Mara, I think there should be changes to the overtime rules based on the way your tenure in Buffalo ended? Brian Daboll, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll let those guys figure it out. You know, that's
what do you think?
Obviously,
what do you think of that?
You'd love to have another opportunity if you're on the other side of it, but you know, you got to finish your job to try not to get it into overtime. But you know, I'll let those guys talk about that.
So you have no opinion on the subject matter? Or you do? Or
yeah, I have an opinion, but I'll keep that one to myself. Sorry, Rich.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
All right, so I'll just have to get your number and call you on your next eight-hour road trip.
I'll see you at the combine after you run your 40.
Okay, that's great. You can fit me in. I hope so. I would love to. I'd love to meet you. I've heard
nothing. What are we going to run this year?
Well,
What are we looking at?
Well, Brian, ask him if he started training yet.
I'm not gonna throw what stones at glass. I live in a glass house. Whatever that statement is, I'm not gonna get into
that. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Whatever his training is, it's much better than mine. I'll tell you that.
Well, here's the deal. Let's just say the other Michigan man that you may have come across in Brady's a little bit more well conditioned at an advanced age than I am, but.
You got to get on that TB12 method.
I know. I think maybe I should do that. That's not a bad idea. So let's just put it this way. My best is 5.94. I'm hoping to beat that this year.
I'll bet the under.
All right. I appreciate that. All I just want to do is just raise as much money for St. Jude. But
awesome.
You know all about charity and making sure that the right stuff is taken care of. That's part of the reason why you're in the position where you are. And I appreciate the time, Coach. I really do.
Yeah,
thank you.
Same here, guys. I appreciate you having me on, and
let's have a great day. Let's do this more often.
Rich, can we ask Coach what his favorite Biggie song is, though?
Okay. You want to do that?
Coach, what is your favorite Biggie song?
Hypnotize.
Okay.
I got a lot of them. You know, I got a lot of them on him.
Okay. Maybe I suggest kicking the door to hype up your team a little bit.
Kicking the door?
Kicking the door, yeah.
Kicking the doors.
Juicy's good, you know, Big Papa.
All of them.
There's a bunch of them.
Baby.
Okay, very good.
There you go. You guys, I think the next break, why don't you play a little Biggie?
Let's do it. Play us out. Look at him. That's a head coach producing.
Rich,
he's producing.
Coach is now putting me in a spot now, Rich.
And
you know what
coaching.
I mean?
Very good.
He's putting me in a spot.
Yeah, he also has no idea. He's talking to a diehard Cowboy fan. So.
I know, but I like him right off
Look out. Take
all right, boys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
There you go. There's Brian Daboll, everybody. What a total complete delight. My goodness. There you go, everybody.
Brian Daboll's liking Biggie, taking unders. My kind of guy.
He's taking unders.
Let's go.
Brian Daboll go 5 Super Bowl rings, man. 5.
Dude, you're a Cowboy fan, and hearing that as the new HC of the Giants, looks like they've
upgraded.
It looks like they got a good guy there, huh? Look, he's good with the media.
Good with the media,
boy,
man.
He knows how to coach, man.
Yeah.
And he just won me over with his favorite rapper. So, I mean,
he also referred to the other school as Michigan. I mean, my God, he's from Canada. All right. He's from Canada. And he went to William and Mary. You know, his first coaching job was William and Mary. 2 years with Saban in East Lansing. And he's still referring to Michigan like that.
Yeah. I saw a tweet too.
What's up with that?
His first year in New England, he was paid $15,000. And he asked Bill, how many hours a day am I going to work? And Bill said, well, how many hours are in the day?
How about that, man? Wow. Throw his truck down. This is exactly the type of guy that New York's going to fall in love with if he wins. Oh, my gosh.
Rich, don't gloss over the whole Biggie thing with the New York fans, because that's going to get out, and that's going to get him more and more fans because of the King of New York.
If he said Wu-Tang Clan,
I'm sure he likes them too.
Yeah, they're from Staten Island.
Shaolin.
So
Jay-Z, the list of New York rappers is endless.
It's endless. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. And Chris Brockman, from a diehard New England Patriot fan, top 7 Tom Brady moments of his career. That's coming up next on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. NFL, oh yeah, here you go. Well done. As he's going down, what is it, 87?
81.
81?
Yeah, 81 takes you all the way.
Okay.
Well, he probably went 90 to 81 and then 81 all the way to City.
The Broncos are officially in the process of being sold.
Yeah, everyone's saying that number is going to be a 4.
Dude. The Denver Broncos.
Oh my god.
Are worth that. What a brand. What a brand Pat Bowlen built there, huh?
Right?
Oh yeah. It's going to start with a 4, huh?
Start with a 4. That's what everyone's kind of been saying.
Okay. Somebody's going to pay a lot of money.
Yep. I wonder if Peyton Manning's team
be part
is
of it. I don't know. And Elway wants to still be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, Elway too. Yeah. I think they're in separate groups.
Yeah, but are they really?
Yeah, they're not on the same bidding team.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Do you think Jake Plummer's somewhere saying, "What about me?"
Bubby Brister.
Cutler shows up with his goat.
Cutler.
Saying he'll sell some livestock to get in there.
Who else we got? Dude, for Broncos quarterback.
I will never forget that night that Cutler was backing up for his last game. Jake Plummer is getting the start that Thanksgiving night, and no matter what happened on that Thanksgiving night in Kansas City, Cutler's getting the job, and Pat Bowlen did not know about it until Schefter said it on television.
Wow. Here's a Bill Barnwell tweet from a couple minutes ago. Pat Bowlen bought the team in 1984. You know the price?
$10 million
bucks? $78
million, okay,
which would adjust to today's dollars, about $209 million. Going to sell for over $4 billion.
That's a pretty good seat at the table. That's an excellent seat, and what a table it is.
Yep.
That's why people want to get in the NFL right now.
Most exclusive group, right? NFL owners.
And also, guys, at Brockman, I've been doing some research on your quarterback numbers. I've only found 2 so far. Bradshaw Staubach in Super Bowl 10 and 12, and Staubach against Brian Greasy.
Bob Greasy,
I'm sorry.
NFL Network is working on it. Research is working on it right now.
And then we have Burrow versus Stafford. Love it.
9 versus 9. A lot of 15s, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Bart Starr was 15.
15.
That's kind of crazy.
Vince Ferragamo, 15.
That, it's only the second first overall versus first overall quarterback.
That's crazy to me.
Cam and Peyton Manning were the first, and now here's the second.
But it didn't happen for 49 years.
I know.
Before Cam and Peyton.
I know.
And
we're all talking about pick 199 today, huh? Two nines and a one. What are you into? Numerology?
What are you,
numerologist?
Spalding?
Get your foot off the boat.
Come on.
It's easy to grin.
When your ship comes in, you're on NBC Sports on Peacock, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Navy Federal, our friends at Navy Federal want you to know they still have your back if you certainly need it after a very expensive holiday season. It's the 1st of February, but we're still paying bills from that holiday, I am sure, because I'm sure you did your best to make sure everything was perfect. Navy Federal Credit Union helps you take control of your finances after holidays like this. You can get a low intro APR on their Platinum credit card. It's their lowest rate card, great tool to pay down debt and beyond the holidays, which we are now as well for sure. Navy Federal has got multiple savings and investing options to help you get closer to your financial goals. They offer digital tools and educational resources to help guide your decisions. With Navy Federal, you can automate your saving and investing to put your money to work for you even as you sleep. Plus, you can buy fractional shares. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Message and data rates may apply, and savings products insured by NCUA. Investment options are available through Navy Federal Investment Services and are not insured by NCUA. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I knew we'd smoke him out with Brian Daboll. Alan Dallas, you got to like what you got to like what you just heard, right?
I love it. I love it. I told Brockman I had the pleasure of meeting Brian when he worked for Mangini on the Jets and back in 2007. He's always a very, very nice guy. And he's had a hell of a assistant coach's career. And what I love about what the Giants are doing right now is that they have a plan. It seems like the GM and the head coach are going to be in lockstep and doing what they need to do. I'm fired up. I'm fired up. And, you know, they're going to give Danny Dimes, I'll call him Danny Dimes now. They're going to give him every opportunity to be successful, which is all you can ask for right now.
That's well, they got it. The clock's ticking because you're going to have to figure out, do you pick up a fifth-year option? Yeah. I'm assuming no. You know, I'm assuming no.
Yeah, because you can franchise him, right? And just,
well, I mean, you just see what you got in him for this year, and you don't you don't need to spend all that money on a fifth year, you know, right now. I mean, here's the neat thing is that with the right coach, which they certainly have on that side of the ball. And again, Josh Allen is a huge human being, but Daniel Jones can run and he can throw. And if you have the similar, you know, situation that the Bills had with a guy who can run and throw and a scheme that is diverse enough, even though you're not running it as much, but you do have someone like Saquon, it should work and turn around and work if you can protect up front. And if you hit the hell out of the protecting up front, the defensive side of the ball hasn't been the issue quite a bit, and they buy into what he's selling, then you might be able to see midseason what's going on with Daniel Jones and figure out what to do from there after all of that. I think that's the plan. And then the part of the plan, if I may, and then I'll hear your result, that I think you like the most is that the owners are out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the owners will be out of it. They have guys in there that are gonna come up with a plan, a scheme. They're gonna let the coach come up with, you know, help choose the players. They're all gonna be in lockstep, and I'm looking forward to it. And like you said, the defense has never been able to be graded properly because the offense stinks. Three and outs kill a defense. I wanted to say one other thing, Richard. You know, you were talking to Coach Daboll about how you get your time down. You do realize the TB12 method, there's no booze. So red wine, you're going to have to kick out the red wine for a little while. And, you know, you see what happens when you're on the TB12 method and you don't have booze. Next thing you know, you start throwing the Super Bowl trophy from both.
No, I know, you know, and I appreciate thanks, Al.
Thanks for the two cents on that.
Interesting point right there about the TB12 system. When you go off it, you see what happens. That's a question now for those Tom Brady watchers that I want to hit at the end of this program. I'm making a note here. Okay, I've just made a note. He gave me an idea. But in terms of New York Giant head coaches who will drive in a truck 8 hours listening to Biggie. So his predecessors, Joe Judge, no.
He would never.
Pat Shermer, no. Ben McAdoo.
He doesn't love it when you call him Big Papa. No way.
Well,
and McAdoo's back, by the way.
I mean, he's got, I know, right? In Carolina.
Carolina, OC. But
there he's the OC there,
so,
in Carolina.
You know, we'll see.
And so, New York fans, hey, Ben McAdoo's the guy who's going to turn around Sam Darnold. Your thoughts? and then Tom Coughlin, right?
Yeah, no.
He just thinks the word Biggie means, you know, the type of fries you buy, right? Wendy's fries order.
Yeah, nice.
Biggie fries.
Well done.
Biggie.
Dude, back in the day, I was the king of
Wendy's.
I was the king of fast food. Then I met my wife, and then that stopped.
Yeah. Wendy's, underrated.
All right. Are you ready, Christopher?
I'm ready.
What do you want? What music do you want for this? NFL
just
films
like,
music?
Just like some slow, just like slow films music.
Okay, there you go.
I just want to pay respect.
Slow film. Why does it have to be slow?
I mean, sorry, low.
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, low. Okay.
I mean,
okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Brockman now. Let me introduce it for you. Chris Brockman right now with his top seven moments in the history of Tom Brady's now officially over 22-year NFL career. Hit the music. Chris Brockman, you have the floor.
All right, so, need me to come hold that jersey up for
nah,
you?
Nah, it's all right. Good. But like, TJ, these are just my personal moments. Your list might be different. Totally understand.
Okay.
Number seven. Let's just start last year. So why seven guys? Seven titles. So we got six Patriots. We got one Bucks. It's, of course, it's the Bucks championship parade last year. Hammer drunk. He's wearing a knee brace. He pulls up in his like $2 million boat. He throws the Lombardi trophy. It's the craziest thing of all time. His teammate Ryan Griffin is carrying him out in that famous photo. It's like the most real moment we've ever seen from Tom Brady. He was just one of us, kind of like you said the day after, Rich. It was awesome, and I'll be thinking about that forever.
All right.
Chris, I have that moment on my T-shirt. Right
that
now.
You happen to wear today. It's tremendous.
Tommy throwing the, I made this
right,
after he
number
tossed
it. Six, and this is just, maybe just I love this because it was one of the all-time great days in Boston sports history. Week six, 2013,
okay.
Mid-October against the Saints. Saints are 5-0, coming to Foxborough. Patriots lost the week before, got embarrassed in Cincinnati of all places. Comeback win, Tom Brady leads a two-minute drive, throws a touchdown to Kembrell Tompkins. It's the famous Scott Zolak, where's the beef, show ponies, radio call. Oh, you have the audio? Play it.
Brady's in the gun. Bolden to his left. He's got the Who Man on the right wing with Dobson to the right. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kembrell Tompkins. Leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kembrell Tompkins!
Brady's back! That's your quarterback! Pull off the building! Unicorns! Show ponies! Where's the beef?
Okay, so that was a 3 o'clock game. That game got moved up in the afternoon because it was game two of the ALCS that night at Fenway. The famous Ortiz Grand Slam. And Torrey Hunter flips over the wall
right,
in the outfield.
Right.
All-time Boston sports day. That's number six on my list.
A lot of babies made that day, Chris?
I would hope so. Number five, week 11, 27, 2007. The undefeated season in Buffalo. I'm at the game mm-hmm. with a few of my buddies for a bachelor, not bachelor party, but like a wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the second row behind the Patriots bench in Buffalo. Got so many bad names I can't repeat on my way into the stadium. You know what happens? Tom Brady hits Randy Moss four times in the first half for touchdowns. Absolute blowout win. One of the greatest games I've ever been to in my whole life.
You must have been incorrigible in the second
it
half
was
for those fans.
Well,
how is it not a fight?
All the Buffalo fans left. It was only Patriots fans left in the stadium that day.
All right.
All right, number four. It's the anniversary of this day, Super Bowl 49. Patriots-Seahawks, the Malcolm Butler game. Amazing pass by Tom Brady to Gronk in the first half for a touchdown. The game winner to Julian Edelman on the razor play in the left side of the end zone. One of the all-time great moments in Patriots history. Kick-started the second Patriots dynasty. Number three for me, also 2007, guys. Rich, you know this all too well. Final week of the season, Patriots going for 16-0. the battle with the networks to get that game on TV so everyone can watch it nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at a bar in Washington, D.C. They're visiting some friends for Christmas. Tom Brady hits Randy Moss for a touchdown number 50. Touchdown number 23 for Randy Moss. Sets the all-time receiving mark. One of the great days in all of NFL history. Number two, the 2018 AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. The huge first half where the Patriots are killing it. The Chiefs come all the way back to take the lead. Tom Brady, the final drive, the Frank Clark offsides. That was the birth of Tony Romo predicting all the plays where he called the passes to Gronk and Edelman on third and long. And overtime, Patriots win the toss. And you knew they were going to come down and win the game. And they did. And the number one of all time, with all apologies to the love of my life, Sarah Tiana, Super Bowl 51, the comeback against the Falcons, we all know, 28-3. The Boston Globe had printed up an early edition of Brady on the ground watching the pick six to make it 28-3, and then the comeback was on, and like number two moment when the Patriots won the toss in overtime, you knew they were going to come down and win the game. And that's my top seven.
Well
Tom
done.
Brady
that was the Boston job, knee party as
Boston
well, right?
Knee party.
That was the Edelman catch.
The great Edelman catch and the sack.
Well done.
The Dante Hightower moment. And James White arguably could have been MVP of that game. But, of course, it went to Tom. And
now, look, these are all
– so many great moments.
Obviously, these are all personal to you. Clearly, you know, you're throwing a Red Sox in there because I like that you – put one of those in as your seven moments because Brady's ascendancy was at the same time, you know, when the Red Sox were doing what they were doing and, you know, eliminating the curse, and the Celtics won and the Bruins won. And it really was a whole big Boston sports party. So having one day in there like that is great. I'm a little surprised by number two because, you know, I would think that would not top of it's your own list, but the first one has got to be in. I mean, that
I guess
I know, and just, I know he didn't light it up.
Yeah,
I thought about putting the final
drive, but there was nothing really spectacular about the final drive. I guess
but that's the whole point is the boring is the broke making a profit, and we just saw Mahomes
and John Madden talking about how they should play for overtime.
No, I know that Mahomes just missed an opportunity. As Kurt Warner said in hour number two, is the number of times that he had stuff in front of him and a play that he should have made and he didn't. Because, you know, he kept on trying to go to Spinal Tap 11 when 10 was enough.
Right.
And Brady knew exactly when to do that and when not to do it almost all the time. It was just always stunning if he ever made some sort of mistake forcing it in and end the game because of that. Like, honestly, those things stuck out like the proverbial sore thumb.
The thing about that first Super Bowl too, Rich, I was a senior at Syracuse, and I won the squares that year. Because I had Patriots 0 and Rams
the top 7.
Seven
then.
That was the only time I've ever won in my whole life.
You should have put that
one
in
one of
there.
Those squares things.
Then how does that not make the list?
Yeah, that's personal. You should put that
in. I don't
know.
I literally just remembered that. But hey, Chris, told the story.
The great thing about all these personal things is as soon as we put this on Twitter and YouTube,
gonna tell me how
all
wrong.
These people are going to tell you, like, how could you not do this, right? So you have that to look forward to. But I loved your list.
Dude, to take Tom Brady's career and boil it down to 7.
Unicorns. Show ponies. And where's the beef?
The beef?
Rich, you
where's
said it.
The beef,
you
man?
Said it a lot, but this guy's fandom over the last 20 years, it's first of all, it's disgusting, I think, for us, but it's kind of unparalleled. Like,
of course it is. Dude, man. And another thing about your list, too, is that you know what's on it? And I know that what helped make it is because it was a huge day. And that, you know, for Boston sports, and it's fun with Zolak's calls or whatever.
And the Ortiz.
You have Moss in there, and why not? Easily the best receiver he ever threw to. Without a doubt. Without question.
And they didn't even win that year.
All right. But the number of times that he won with the Kenbrell Tompkinses of the world.
And
you know,
David Patton. And Troy Brown.
But those guys,
David Givens.
I mean, those guys David were. Givens. But those guys were. You know, good players that became terrific players.
But they weren't
I mean, there were some other players that you've just, you know, didn't do anything anywhere else and probably wouldn't have done anything anywhere else. And the number of times that Tom had to make do And then the chicken salad is the greatest chicken salad in the history of chicken salad making. He's the greatest chicken salad chef in the history of chicken salad.
And he probably doesn't even eat chicken salad.
There should be 1,000% a low-calorie TB12 chicken salad. You're welcome, Tom.
Hey, Rich, now that it's official, you think he'll actually try a Subway sub? just see.
Like a carb?
Which leads me to the stirring conclusion of this program. A question about him and what usually happens with other retirees in the NFL. I'm going to hit on that. And then some more of your phone calls. And then I do want to finish up on the day that he's retired about the NFL Network. And his, you know, it gets emotional because a lot of people have been marking time with Tom. And it's interesting I would even use that phrase, but we'll get to that when we come back. Don't miss the end of our program, essentially. And we'll set up the rest of the week next on the Rich Eisen Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do not miss every medal, every moment of the Winter Olympics beginning February 3rd on NBC and right here on Peacock, streaming every single day. All of my friends and colleagues that we did Tokyo Gold with together during the summer, they're getting that band back together. Winter Gold will be the daily highlight show. Adnan Verk will be hosting that. I will be here as well. I might pop in on that show just to say hi to the friends. What a great time we had this summer. What a great coverage Peacock had for the Olympics this summer, and they're ready to do it again for the Winter Olympics. Oh, and by the way, have the Super Bowl, too.
You crushed it last summer, bro.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, you really did.
And it's so much fun, and Winter Gold is going to be just like Tokyo Gold, where every medal, you're going to see it in some way, shape, or form. Dan Steer and Julie Fromm and the rest of that producing staff is just the best, and they're nuts.
Because in a good way?
Yes, in a good way. They're like, if somebody won a gold, we're going to see it. You're going to either see a highlight of it. You're going to see it in a montage called Metal Mash. You're going to see every single gold will be shown to you.
That's what's up.
You know, in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, and then we were watching last night. Zan saw the commercial for the opening ceremonies. He's like, I want in on that. I'm like, okay, great. So we'll watch that. It's coming.
There it is.
Here it is. Very week. Winter Olympics. Which sport would you do if you could do one?
In the winter?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I got to think.
Here's the one I would do. If I could do it.
The ski jump? That's a good one, man. You're like literally flying.
I know that. One word. And the word is luge. If I was doing the
skeleton, obviously, because that's your face first.
If I was doing this show, the winter gold show, it would be my luge minute. It'd be the version of my shuttlecock minute. Right, luge. The word luge. I can't get enough of it. It sounds like a cheese. It sounds like a mood. You know what I mean? Luge.
Yeah.
Feel the very luge.
Like you could walk up to somebody. Do you luge?
Or it's like a color, of white.
Bro, do you even luge?
Oh, yeah, there's so many different ways for it.
Do you even luge?
That's
a good t-shirt.
You're welcome.
That's a good t-shirt.
You know,
Winter Olympics is tough, man. Like, you know, my people don't tend to have a tendency not to like the cold. So I don't know, man. I'm not really into the winter aspect too much. It's a little freezing out there.
Biathlon.
By you, your people, you mean East Coasters.
Yeah, people from Altoona. Yeah.
Got it. Just want to write that down. Right here on Peacock, everybody. All right. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Here's a question about Tom Brady. There's a phrase that Dan Patrick, who I love, adore, his show precedes us every single day here on NBC Sports on Peacock. He refers to people being big in the community. And when he does that, it's kind of a phrase about, you know, letting yourself go a little bit sometimes. Okay.
Not a compliment.
And a lot of NFL players get big in the community when they retire. What is the over-under on number of cheat days Tom Brady will allow himself now? And what's the over-under on weight gain between now and 1 year from now? Can you set that line?
Low. I mean,
do you take the over or under? Does he weigh more or less 1 year from now, Tom Brady?
He'll weigh more because he's not training as much.
Slightly.
Okay.
But it's not going to be, you know.
Under 10, for sure.
Under 10 lbs? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean,
like he's not going to just show up somewhere after we haven't seen him in three months and go, wow, Tom, no. Tom really, he's on the TB50 system.
I hope he gets fat.
Absolutely not.
He's not. There's no way this guy's getting fat.
Not going to happen.
No way. He's got a clothing line to sell. Just that alone.
And also, he's got a supermodel wife. So
number of cheat days. Number of cheat days.
Like per month?
Like I think he had one a year. Like you saw it, he threw a trophy from one boat to another in his one cheat day for the year.
So, Rock does one a week.
Yeah, so even The Rock does one a week. I think it's like one a month.
What's The Rock's cheat day like? What does he have? Like one spoon of ice cream?
No.
He goes for it.
It's about 10 pounds worth of food.
Yeah, he posted. It's
he loves.
Really?
French toast with peanut butter slathered on it, pancakes.
He'll eat a whole pizza.
He'll eat a whole pizza. Yeah, it's outrageous.
And he does it on Sunday.
Had some Teremana vodka or tequila with everything.
Damn.
Yeah, his cheat meals are ridiculous.
But he also needs all that fuel.
Because he's working out.
He's waking up at 3:30 and working out for 2 hours.
You know what? I do want a part in my life where that is referred to as fuel. as opposed to just absolute total lunacy,
gluttony,
lunacy, poor choices, bad choices. You know what it is? That's fuel. It's fuel.
I mean, I could see Brady on once every month or so, having a crazy cheat day.
It won't be for a while because as clean as he's been eating, I'm sure the second he eats something bad, his stomach is going to reject it.
Not going to feel good at all.
It'll be awful.
It'll ruin his stomach.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, real quick, I've got a little thing in common with Tom Brady, believe it or not.
Oh, you're going to go Del Tufo here?
What's that?
So there's a guy named Guy Oseri. He's kind of a legend in the music business.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, so, Guy manages Madonna and U2 and people like that. So I've been friends with Guy for like 18, 19 years.
Okay.
Guy he's not really much of a sports guy, right? So I had a football one day and I gave it to his oldest son, Oliver. I went over to his house and Oliver and I was probably like 5 or 6, just had a catch. And Guy told me later, he goes, do you realize that the first two people that Oliver ever played catch with were you and Tom Brady? And I was like, what, really? He goes, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's pretty interesting.
So what's Guy's kid's name?
Oliver.
Okay, so Oliver can address you behind the velvet ropes then.
That's my man, of course.
Okay, just one way. No, but even... who's your man or your friend's kid? Don't hold them to the same tier system?
Well, kids, no, man. He's like 12 or 13.
You better button up.
He shouldn't be in the club, actually.
You better button up your tier system because on tomorrow's show, Stephen A. Smith will be introduced to it in person, in studio.
I'm ready.
That's going to be what we call.
Right there.
That's going to be amazing. That's what we call amazing.
I think once I present it to him, I think he'll like it.
Dwayne in Appleton, Wisconsin. Let's take your phone call here on the Rich Eisen. What's up, Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Hi. How you doing, Rich?
What's on your mind, Dwayne?
Well, I had a two-part question. What year or what Super Bowl win do you think Tom Brady became the GOAT?
Okay.
And also, do you think Brady's 7 Super Bowls is greater than Michael Jordan's 6 NBA championships?
Oh, man. I'll just go... I'll go yes. I'll say yes. The Super Bowl is insane. It's insane to reach, Jordan's teams were winning 60, 70 games. You know what I mean? Like it's different when you're When you're a one seed or a two seed in the NBA, it's, you know, it obviously it's an incredible grind and it's insane. Mm-hmm. But I'll take football over basketball in that regard. That's number one. And thank you for the call. The other two, when did Tom Brady become the GOAT? Is a great question. I will say it was Super Bowl V. Number five.
The Falcons come back.
When he won his fifth ring, and he did it with one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the sport, in the biggest game in front of the largest audience, and he won, and then he got past Montana and Bradshaw, and that was it. That was it, you know. And then now he's won multiple Super Bowls after the age of 37, you know. People were doubting him, like, when's it going to be over? That was it. And you know, everybody's talking about Brady's retirement through their own life and prism. You just did it, Chris, in this hour just before this segment, talking about your top seven Tom Brady moments. And one of them was a regular season game because it was a big day in Boston sports.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, and so Brady means so much to so many people in New England and so many people in Ann Arbor and so many people in Tampa, Florida, and obviously his home area of Northern California. And, you know, there's a reason why Patriot fans are all everywhere and they travel well, and it's because of Tom Brady. And the number of passages of time, people who remember what he used to be on those hot seats and in the old Foxborough, and then Gillette comes and Brady comes and Belichick comes and so on and so forth. And so many people are marking the passage of time through Tom, which is interesting since it's always been Tom versus time, and never really made it about himself very much, you know, took hometown discounts, which, you know, as he's retired, the ultimate hometown discount was to discount the Patriots out of his entire retirement speech and or statement that he put out on social media. But through time, that will be hatchet buried, and Tom will be in their Hall of Fame in New England, and they should have a statue, as we said earlier in the show. It should be, in my mind, him screaming "Let's go" to the fans, and it should be right out there and get the fans fired up as they pass the statue on the way in the building. But for me, you know, being a Michigan Wolverine fan and, you know, getting to see Tom Brady's game before he got in the pros, and then not knowing through that entire time that I was introduced to Tom Brady that I would eventually become the host of the first NFL channel dedicated to the sport 24/7, 365. The NFL Network was born in 2003. I had no idea I was ever going to leave ESPN, ever. Just start a network for the NFL called NFL Network. And then get there, and Tom Brady, in the 19 years that I was on NFL Network, played in 9 of the Super Bowls that he was in. Okay? This is our 19th season. As of right now, he's played in half the Super Bowls that NFL Network covered. And just seeing him go through everything in his career, I had a front row seat talking about it and covering it. First two Super Bowls we ever covered were his back-to-back years. Still the only quarterback to do that. Who knows the next time we're going to see it again. And then just the ascendancy of the sport just zooming up in the air that, you know, we at NFL Network are very proud to have had a role in, talking about it all the time and eventizing everything from the combine to the draft to free agency to OTAs to training camp and then the regular season and the playoffs. And Brady's been in part of every single one of them. Obviously, his combine predated us, but we talk about his combine all the time, every year, and every draft that we do, every time the sixth round, 199th pick comes up, we talk about him there too. And then, you know, the schedule coming out, when are the Patriots going to be on, when are you going to see Tom Brady? And then, who knew, free agency period, 1 year, new league year. We even talked about him one time when he finally leaves New England to go to Tampa. I was on the air when the Chargers tweeted out that they were out on Brady, and it was suddenly, boom, Brady's a Buck, and I was on the air for that. And then the big Thursday night package that the NFL Network built so much on, 2007 Brady versus the Giants, being there in Giants Stadium for that big night. It turned out to be a big night, you know, with it turning into, because we weren't fully distributed, it turned into like the State of the Union. It was on like three different spots.
Crazy.
And it was an incredible night. And Brady throwing touchdown pass number 50 to complete a perfect regular season on the way to the Super Bowl that we covered, watching him shocked by the same Giants team. It's just been an unbelievable ride. And for providing us with so much to talk about and the narrative generating machine that the NFL is, for this guy to be reaching his height just at the beginning and then lasting for as long as it did. Thank you, Tom Brady. Honestly. Thank you. What a ride. An unbelievable moment, TB12. And that wraps up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show.